This is survival of the fittest. The ultimate battle of the sexes. There are boys versus the girls, fighting to survive in the heart of the African savannah. Who will be the first to go? Peter was sitting by himself. He looked poorly and was dressed in a red cotton pocket handkerchief. "Peter," said little Benjamin in a whisper, "who has got your clothes?" Peter replied, "The scarecrow in Mr. McGregor's garden," and described how he had been chased about the garden and had dropped his shoes and coat. Little Benjamin sat down beside his cousin and assured him that Mr. McGregor had gone out in a gig, and Mrs. McGregor also, and certainly for the day, because she was wearing her best bonnet. Five children share the dream of becoming a professional ballet dancer. They have all given up normal teenage life to join the ballet school. In this series, we follow them through 1 year at the school, a year filled with testing situations. The school demands complete dedication from these young lives, and they have all made immense sacrifices. By the end of the year, only two of the five will remain. It was my first sighting of the Statue of Liberty, her right arm raising that torch high into the air. She was a copper colour back then and shone and looked most impressive. She glowed in the sun as we got closer to the harbour. She seemed vast, epic and ancient, something on the scale of sphinxes and pyramids. I had only been alive since the world had become smaller, more modest again. But I looked at the New York skyline and felt like the world was dreaming bigger.